Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishma Sam Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvah's Daf Kuf. The one who Dala brings, the Rebbe wanted to do a Maise, did a Maise, and someone questioned him. His name was Reb Parto. He was the son of Reb Lazar, who is the son of Parto, Ben Benoy Shal Parto HaGadol. There's two ways to understand this line, and they both discuss in the Achronim on Tosfos at the end of the Amud. The Maharshal learns there's only two Partos. There's a Parto speaking. He's the son of Reb Lazar, and his grandfather is Reb Parto. And that same Reb Parto is Reb Parto HaGadol. The Leo Rabba learns differently, the simple way to understand the Gemara. The Reb Parto is the son of Reb Lazar, who's the son of Reb Parto. And that Reb Parto is the grandson of Reb Parto HaGadol, who is the big Reb Parto. Meaning that they were talking about three partos over here. There are partos speaking right now, his grandfather's reparto, and is also the grandfather of the grandfather, the great-great-grandfather, has the same name, named Parto HaGadol. I am a Maharshal, the Maharshal explains why he doesn't want to explain that way. Baal Kolpanim, we find in this Gemara, reparto, a grandson of somebody else named reparto, that's for sure, and maybe even the grandfather is named after his grandfather, who's Reb Parto HaGadol. This Gemara is one of the sources that we find that we want to name the grandchild after the grandfather. That the Am Yisrael, for many, many generations, gave the name of the children based on the grandparents that were Nifter. And the source to this is in Chazal and the Medrash Rabbo and Parshas Noyach. So the Medrash there brings that their earlier generations, they were able to name a person based on the Me'oira, based on what happened in the world. They were so smart, they were so wise, they were able to comprehend what is the right name to give a person at this specific time. As one lashon there in the Medrash of Shimon and Gamliel Elohimei HaRishonim al Dei Shalim Mishtamshim B'Ruach HaKodesh, they use Ruach HaKodesh HaYamotzim L'Shem HaMe'oira. That's why they have been able to name a person based on the case, based on the event that happened when he was born. We don't have a Ruach HaKodesh. That's what we name in the name of our grandparents, the name of the fathers, to give the name of the previous generations to the next generation. And the Achronim bring different reasons for that. There is a shoot called the Shoot Rivam Shnaituch. There he speaks in length about this idea that you name the grandson after the grandfather. And he says a very simple reason. We know the Gemara in Yuma says, Shem Rishoyim Yerkov. The Rishoyim we do not want to name after their name. We want to forget their name. So that's by the Rishoyim. So you learn from here, Mida Toiv is always Mida Merubo. That of course for Tzadikim, you do want to name after the Tzadikim. And that's why we start calling the children after the previous generation that were Tzadikim. And he adds that even people that were not tzaddikim, but that already started the minhag that we name after previous generations, the real reason was because of tzaddikim, but it was given to everybody else. And he concludes that's really kibud avim, to show that we treat the previous generation as tzaddikim, and that's what we name the children in the name of the grandparents. And the Torah Tumimo, he adds, that that's the reason why we're so careful, according to Tzavos Abudah Chassid, for one, not to marry a kala that her father has the same name as the future chosim. We don't want to have a father-in-law and son of the same name. Why? So says the Torah Tumimo, the minhag Yisrael is to name the grandchild after the grandfather. And the reason is because we're going in Golus, we always want to remember our previous generations. We want to remember the chain of Am Yisrael while we're in Golus. But if the father has the same name like the grandfather, he will not be able to name his son after the grandfather because he has the same name. So that's the reason why we make sure that the father and the grandfather don't have the same name, so we're able to name the grandchild after his grandfather. And this, again, the Torah Tumimo as well, brings our Gemara as a raya that you see from Parto that was named after his grandfather. And according to the Pshat, that grandfather was also named after his grandfather, that this is Minhag Yisrael Mikadmo Denon. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.